The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
Opa! Welcome everybody to Stavi's World. 904-800-STOP. Call in. We'll solve your problems. We got a couple of nice tall drinks of water on the couch today.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We got Devin returning. Devin Walker, of course. And Michael Longfellow. What's up? What's hey, up, Big Mike?
Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. Devin was like, I will not come on with another homosexual after his appearance with Alex.
Nah, we're past that.
He was like, I'm done.
Straight boys only on the podcast. Yeah. Straight boys only on the podcast.
It's about time we took
really
it back.
Straight boys only.
That's right.
Super straight.
No more black people either. Only white. White men. Yeah, that's what we're promoting.
You're the only one. Exactly. Allowed. Yeah. It's like no homers.
Yeah.
It's like there can be one.
I heard you had Alex back on the podcast too.
Yeah.
Couldn't be me.
I tried to cure him, but it didn't take.
Yeah.
It was just 90 minutes of straight conversion therapy.
But he just Alex would love it. If Alex could be converted, he would. I've never known a gay man. Like, that's how I really know it. It's like not a choice. Because if he could choose, He'd be the straightest man in America.
Yeah, that is true.
Do homosexuals not perform well on this podcast?
No, they do great. They're fun. They're sassy. You've met a couple, right? They're a good time. They are the funnest guys of all time.
No,
it's not even close.
Very much.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, Alex, is because you're plugging a tour, you're on tour. What do we got going on? Let's plug that up top.
I'm going on tour. Hey,
love it.
Everybody, I'm going on tour. First couple dates are sold out. San Francisco, we still got tickets.
Mm.
Chicago, Portland, Seattle. Come see me.
I love it.
James Austin Johnson, Andrew Dismukes. You got three of us for the price of one.
Damn. Michael, they said fuck you, huh? They're like, the rest of the cast can go on tour.
They're sold out.
Those guys couldn't come, so here's just another white guy also on SNL.
Let's go.
I'm also going on tour.
He's going on a separate tour.
Those shows are sold out. I didn't need two other cast members to do that. Come on, Dallas is coming up.
Yeah.
Dallas sold out already?
Probably not Dallas.
Sounds like you could have used another cast member. Maybe.
Tell your dad I'm funny in Dallas.
That's awesome. Yeah, go hit that shit. It must be nice to get to go on the road a little bit, because it's like for you guys, being on SNL actually, like, it's so funny growing up. I'm like, dude, I want to be on SNL. And then your friends get on that show, mm-hmm. and you're like, That sounds like work, bro. That sounds like bullshit. You gotta fucking work hard as shit, and then like everyone fucking critiques it. You know what I mean? It's like,
bro,
it's
niggas are so mean when you're on SNL. Yeah. Niggas are so mean to me, bro.
Community,
it's crazy, bro. It's like, I'm not Eddie Murphy. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not the guy that you liked when you were 9. Yeah. I'm just me, okay? I didn't think I was gonna be here, neither, bro. Stop, bro. Niggas will DM me. Yeah. And straight up just be like, why you suck on SNL so bad? Yeah. I'm like, what? People are taking time out of their day to be like, I hate you. And I'm like, I don't.
They should bring Will Ferrell back.
Bro, truly. I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I'm doing my best. People, you said you missed a cue one time and somebody like DM'd you about it, right?
Oh, I didn't miss a cue, but I looked at the camera. That was like the second episode. Yeah, I looked at the camera to see if I was in my right place. And you can see me just.
And someone was like, that's unprofessional.
Someone's like, another stupendous acting showcase from Mike Pillow.
Well, that's.
Second episode.
Yeah.
It is tough because you kind of just have to not get criticism. You have to, first of all, it's hard as shit to write that many sketches in a week. That's crazy.
Yes.
And then it's like, everyone's ready to hate. And the people that are super fans are some of the like, it's people who like, The Office is a little too controversial for them. You know what I mean? Like the absolute super fans are like down the middle. Like we love, they're like, no, don't do any conceptual sketches. Mm. Talk about Mitch McConnell more. You know what I mean? Like, so that's got to be difficult because it's like, I don't know. I would just assume. I love that the world has come to a place where somehow putting microphones in your spare bedroom is an easier job. Like, this is a fucking funner comedy job than the most prestigious comedy property in the history of U.S. television. I'm like, I straight up would rather podcast than have to, like, wake up and do sketches. And it's good for you guys. You know?
I love my job.
Yeah, sorry. You are fun. By the way, I'm not. These are my boys. I'm not. They are very funny, but I would not want to do that job. I'm too lazy to fucking actually work.
You definitely have an easier job.
Oh, it's not even close.
I've never worked that hard in comedy before. You know what I'm saying?
Or even in anything else, right? We all get into this to not, because we don't want jobs.
Kind of should not get a real job.
So much of it is just like,
it's like the one real job that I would want.
And we work it.
And we do. We do. Yeah.
Anybody doing cocaine anymore, or is that over?
A handful, we need to bring the coke
you
back.
You gotta bring coke
we need
back.
To bring a coke. We need to put the coke
you
back.
You gotta
in
go
the
Aykroyd style with it, bro. You gotta be doing cocaine.
I think we should get, you wanna bring the coke back?
I mean, if everyone's gonna do it.
Because I feel like there was an era where it was like, everyone was like, really serious, like the like.
Oh yeah, they used to like fight with each other.
But they were just like fucking, everyone's like taking it like super seriously, and like everyone was like trying to like, you know, where it's like it started, everyone's doing drugs, and who fucking care? We don't even know what's going on. Then it was like the biggest fucking show in the universe.
Yep.
And now I feel like you guys have an opportunity to get back to drugs. Do some fucking drugs
let's
again.
Let's bring it back to the roots.
Let's bring it back to where it came from. Sarah could be doing fucking acid or whatever the fuck weird shit she could be doing.
I wish. You know what I mean? I want Squirm to party.
I would like to see Sarah.
Yeah, she absolutely will not.
She's a fucking dork.
Yeah.
Sarah's a fucking dork.
Sarah's like she treats the judge. She's like a straight A student.
Yeah. Squirm, what a fucking loser.
Squirm,
thank
like,
you for giving me this intel to shit on her when I see her next.
Squirm shows up like if everybody else, like on Tuesday, writing night, people are usually getting in there like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Squirm is there at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, and like you
she
fucking
already has like
loser.
Two sketches fully written before anybody else is like in the
dork.
Building.
She's like, oh, the man can't tell me what to do anything because I wear fucking rainbow suspenders. And how about that? We know what you're really up to.
Yeah.
You're doing all your work like a fucking loser.
Truly.
What happened to making nut sacks explode on YouTube, Sarah? Mm. Now you're tap dancing. That's fucking awesome, dude. Were you guys ever big? Were you ever big coke guys just in general in your lives?
Cocaine?
Yeah, Michael, you seem like you got the look for it, maybe.
Yeah, you know me.
You know, that nose seems like it'd be nice snorting. Yeah. It's a nice nose.
No, I don't do cocaine. I mean, Vegas is Vegas, but I don't do cocaine.
Yeah. No, were you ever a drug guy? Were you ever a big addict of anything?
Pot.
Pot. Classic.
Yeah, a little weed action.
I'm with you, too. I'm on a sober year, and the thing that's been the most difficult for me has been weed. It's not even close. Booze is no issue. Like, whatever. Like, I wasn't a huge drinker anyway. It's more socially. Like, I miss that one drink in my hand. Yeah. And then, like, every, like, I was the kind of guy, every 5 months I'd get fucking hammered. Really hammered. But then, you know, just if there's some big party or a wedding or some shit. I miss that socially, but yeah, weed, dude. And pills are fucking sick, too. But like, but weed is really the one I'm missing
what
the
kind
most.
Of, what kind of pills were you fucking
little
on?
Little Xannies, little pain.
I'm scared of them.
Oh, dude.
I'm scared of the Xans.
They're so good.
I've done them like a couple times. One time in college, a guy handed me a Xan, and I thought it was going to be like a Molly. Like, I thought it was going to be an upper.
Right.
And I like did that and took two beers and like got lost and forgot where I was. Yeah, this. Truly. Like,
that's
and
awesome.
Woke up truly like without a single memory. And I was like, that's.
That sucks.
That sucks, bro. Yeah. That's how you end up in like a documentary.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's end up in a documentary. You're like, I didn't know I drank two beers and took a Xanny. Like, nah.
There's a good little Xanny period in college.
You was fucking with
Xanny? Hell yeah, dude. You know, it feels good.
It just, takes away all the.
Oh my God.
All the stuff. Man.
I'm with you, bro. No, you know don't what I mean? Fuck this guy. Don't let him stop
it's
you.
It's so good, you can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it is about pills. And not just those pain pills, which are heroin.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're just little heroin. It's like, yeah, of course that's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I can't be doing those.
Nah, I can't be doing it.
Can't be doing those, unfortunately. But they are awesome.
Just a lot of Adderall these days.
Just replace
cocaine.
Generally. Yeah, nerd coke. Yeah, I can't do Adderall anymore either. That actually, I kind of miss Adderall too for that.
I love Addy.
Little,
I love Addy.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Now go back. Go back to you thought it was going to be in Molly. Were you a Molly guy? Were you like were you taking Mollys and rubbing? You know, rubbing
my hair.
Yeah,
like yeah. Feeling this shit. Really like doing this.
I've never done Molly.
In
my life. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
That's great. You have to.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why.
How much longer do you have for your sober year?
I got a while. What is it? Fucking. Well, it's June or whatever fucking it is.
And you've decided you're sober on everything.
Sober on everything for a year. I turned 35. I'm fat as shit. I was close. Like last year, I had those moments where I was like, I'm too fucked up. Like I was like, you know, I mean, I don't know if you guys have, probably not, where you're like, I'm probably not going to die in my sleep. But I was like, I'm in the zone for it.
You know
what I mean? Where I'm like, where it's like,
I got
every pill in my, exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I want the joke I was doing for a while, but I had to stop because it was too similar, like a Louis bit where I didn't realize that I wasn't stealing. It's just how I felt. Where it's like, I wanted if I died for people to ask what happened. You know what I mean? Like, if I had died last year, no one would have been like, did he get run over by a bus? You know what I mean? Like, there's no one that would have thought like, that. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, they're like, fuck. I don't want people to be like, fuck. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, I should have said something.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to chill on that. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing a whole year, my 35th year of life.
Okay.
Nice. I'm going fucking sober with it.
Okay. So when you stop being sober, start doing Molly.
I might give it a whirl.
Start doing Molly. It is the best drug.
Okay.
It's the best one.
I think I've done it once. It was very fun.
That's crazy.
I did acid once.
Oh yeah.
And I was dating this girl for like 3 weeks and we were like, let's not, you know, this is an intense drug. Let's not say anything crazy. Second we felt anything, we were like, our thumbs are in love. You're my soulmate. I've been with her for seven years. I'm currently with her.
Now, do you think if you hadn't done acid, you're not together?
We wonder that. We each woke up in the morning like, what did I say to this person? I kind of know. And then just didn't mention it. And kind of went on with it for a few months and fell in. You know,
that's beautiful, man.
That's beautiful.
Imagine if you're that, but it's also like, imagine if that's all it takes for humans to be pushed towards something.
Dude,
is
right?
Like,
that's all it is to find true love. Is yeah. To like,
do acid at the right time.
Jump into the fire like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. Any gals want to come over and do some acid? Maybe we're soulmates.
You got to just kind of know each other.
Yeah.
You can't know each other too well.
How did you guys meet originally?
My friend Neil Ghosh, who was a comedian, ran a comedy show and she was helping like serve Franzia in the back.
She was an uncredited waitress.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not involved in comedy at all.
That's good. That's huge. I was about to start judging you so hard if you fell in love with another open micer
digital
when you started.
Media analyst.
That's so much more respectable than comedy. I don't know. The double comedy relationships, that's a hard...
It's crazy.
It's a hard thing to
you just can't
to
have two use.
And it's
know?
Also
you
like...
Date like an opposite.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just feel like you see so many people do comedy and then their significant others also doing comedy. And then it's like, well, now they got a podcast about their relationship. And I'm just like, this is horrifying. And there are people, there are friends of mine who are actively doing this right now. Yeah, and if you're listening, Rosebud, this is not about you. This
Rosebud, there's so many other problems with your and Annie's relationship. Don't worry. It's not the podcast.
This is not
the kid's cute, though.
The kid's the beautiful kid.
The kid's beautiful. Looks baby. Like Fat Andy.
Yeah.
Two friends of the show. We've had them both on multiple
beautiful
times.
Beautiful baby.
Yeah, she
but
is so cute.
I am like, that's too much. It's too much. It's too much togetherness.
Dude. It's crazy. Yeah. I guess I envy it on one level.
Sure. Because
if you can do that and not want to fucking kill each other.
You really love each other.
That's huge. Yeah, I can't fathom that. I'm jealous of like that level of connection. But
I don't think I can do it.
I also don't. Podcasting is like, I like it more than other jobs, but sure. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'd rather not do shit. I'm not one of these people that needs to do something. I could be on a beach getting fucked up my whole life. I would be happy if God. If I was a trust fund kid.
It'd be beautiful.
I know.
It is crazy. Cause
it
I
would
know,
be nice,
I
right?
Feel like sometimes like, I feel like in this last couple years of my life, I've met really rich kids mm-hmm. who like also were like grinding.
Ugh.
And I'm like, how do you, I'm like, I respect it, but also like, why?
No, fuck
God,
that.
If I didn't have to, oh my God.
I don't respect that at all. I don't respect that at all. Don't fuck it. Unless they're like doing something good for the world with sure. their, and the thing is, if you go far back, if you meet a rich kid in New York,
yeah.
the money came from something horrific.
Trump,
like,
yeah.
there's
yeah, yeah,
no
absolutely.
Way
yeah.
their great-grandfather
yeah, yeah.
wasn't involved in some kind of human trafficking, yeah, yeah. some kind of, like, mm-hmm. prison, forced labor situation. Mm-hmm. Like,
he invented just, the shackles that they put on the slaves.
Yeah, like, yeah. The locking mechanism.
Yeah,
he's that, like, that, they used to be able to
crazy
break through
that.
It with their brute strength, but when Thaddeus T. Weatherford got the double locking shackles, and that's where we are today, yep, that's why that's why we have a townhouse yep. in the West Village.
Now we got five. We don't talk about
like,
that.
There's no, like, if you go to the Midwest or something, like, somebody's rich because their fucking dad has five car dealerships.
Bro,
but
truly.
Here, the money's evil, bro.
That is very true.
The money's
is
evil.
It,
here.
Is it like that in Baltimore, too?
Oh, yeah. You can get rich on, literally, the richest guy I knew was a guy who's. The richest guy in my community in Baltimore, Greektown, yeah. was a awesome. Guy. He
I love when a town is named after an ethnic
it's
group.
It's beautiful, dude. Yeah.
It's so... Yeah. Because it always sounds... It sounds like you're, like, putting them down, but they're like, no, that's no, just,
we prefer it.
Yes. Yeah,
in just, fact, we're mad Hispanics are moving into Greektown. You know what I mean? Like...
He said
that, that... Well, they, that's the... I was channeling them. I'm happy the level of taco is shot through the roof
that's awesome.
In the last 10 years. But... yeah, so the richest guy I knew was a guy who inherited his dad's machine shop
yep.
and the roof was faulty and caved in and he sued the roofing company
yep.
and that was the richest guy I knew.
Yes.
Like, that's how you get rich in Baltimore, you yeah. know what I mean? And I'm sure there is some, like, there's parts of Baltimore that I'm sure there's some industry, but it's like, mm-hmm. industry left, bro. It's like, yep. there was, like, steel mills. That's what rich people were like.
Yep.
And it's like, that shit dried up. All those motherfuckers... killed themselves in mm-hmm. the 60s when steel, you know, went away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's like the richest people in, like, a small town, it's kind of quaint.
Yeah.
It's like literally mm-hmm. restaurant owners and fucking car dealerships
it
and
was
shit like
that.
The
guy invented
for us
truck
too.
Nuts.
Yeah, the guy uh-huh. did truck nuts. Yeah. Well, Austin, I feel like, you grew up in Austin or around
like right
Austin?
Outside.
Okay.
Yeah. I grew up in the town they shot Friday Night Lights in.
Oh, yes, that's right. We talked about mm-hmm. that yeah. briefly before mm-hmm. Alex interjected with something.
With some,
you know.
Big Alex story.
Yeah.
The show or the movie?
The show.
Ooh, better one.
I didn't know they were different.
Yeah. The movie's
I didn't know they were based
the movie's
in different
based
places.
On the book, and that's in, like, East Texas. The show, I think, is also supposed to be in East Texas, but it's, like, a fictional town.
Gotcha.
And that was
gotcha.
My high school. But yeah, truly, the rich people I knew were like people who like owned a restaurant.
Yeah,
they like franchised like a Buca di Beppo.
Yeah.
And like
yeah,
they
yeah,
were like
yeah,
paid
yeah.
off of that, and they had like a pool in their backyard.
Right. The pool was huge.
You know what I'm saying?
Pool was the marker for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, they had a pool, and they got like a BMW for like their 16th birthday. Like, that was rich.
Yes, absolutely.
Where I grew up, and then you meet people here, and you're just like, oh, you're. Oh yeah, you guys are rich in like an evil
you
way.
You have
guys,
killed yeah. someone. You could have people killed.
Yes,
you don't want power. To. Yeah. Yeah, power, true power,
exactly.
Like power,
exactly.
Like old fashioned
yeah.
power,
exactly. You can like call a senator if you want to.
You yeah, you easily. Like start conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you grow up?
Arizona.
Arizona. Ooh, oh, Phoenix. Grew up in Phoenix?
Grew up in Phoenix.
Tough. Phoenix sucks dick, dude. It's hot as shit.
You love Phoenix.
I
rep your hometown.
I rep my hometown hard because it's like such a weird place
it's
that no one.
Desert and hot. And...
Yeah, but I left as soon as I could.
Yeah.
But it was
yeah.
a good place to start like comedy and stuff.
Yeah.
But what about being a child and living and stuff like that?
It was just beige. It's just like, yeah. you know. You're
hot
like,
as shit, beige. And
no
I feel
grass.
Like it's,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, it, in the, like you couldn't even play outside in the summer, basically.
You still would try, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
pretend to have a summer break and just be having heat strokes at yeah. a freaking park. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, you just go home and play Halo forever.
Why was your family just from there? For
my
the
dad
whole time,
lived there, and yeah, my mom moved there to marry him, and then
oh, nice
in Arizona.
Fuck, what I feel like I don't even
love
think
you
of
Arizona,
people,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you know,
it's listen. I'm the same way with Baltimore, where I like popping back in, but I'll never live there full yeah. time. You know,
and you're never trending for a good reason.
Arizona, yeah, yeah. That's both our hometowns.
It is getting tough.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's true. I feel like Arizona like doesn't get the negativity that Texas. Like you guys deserve as much negativity
totally.
As Texas gets.
Sure.
Totally.
You guys.
Well, they
shit on in the same way, and I feel like y'all don't get that.
No. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Well, for a while they were so racist that
sure.
it was like. Any brown person could be stopped
SB
by the police.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah, I did a whole yeah, report on that in high school.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy where they were like, yeah, we could just ask for your papers if you just
yeah.
look if Latino to a cop. If a cop, if some fucking guy.
That was a more popular policy than you would think.
Oh, no.
Well, if I'm in Germany and they ask for my papers, I'm expected
well,
to.
Well, if I have nothing to hide. What does it matter? That's so fucking funny.
Sheriff Joe. We're like the only state where people
yeah.
know the sheriff.
Big Joe Arpaio, right? Wasn't
Big
that
Joe
his name?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And he was running like, people were like dying in his prisons.
In pink jumpsuits.
Yeah, he had a
he wants to emasculate you. And pink, he has pink handcuffs and pink jumpsuits.
There's no way he wasn't jacking off to that. There's no way he wasn't sure. jacking off to sure. criminals in pink.
Yeah.
And they were having fucking heat strokes and shit.
But, you know.
Dude, that's, yeah, that's, did you, what, so what are the jobs? Like, because in my head, it's like, you either, like, you know, you're an old rich person, mm-hmm. retires there.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of the classic, go there because you have some kind of lung disorder and the air is dry.
It's a lot of, like, Wisconsin people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of people, like, are from Arizona. It's
right, or,
transplants.
Like, what are the fucking industries? It's, like, golf pro, people think. Golf there a lot. Right?
Seems like everyone I know is like a sports therapist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah exactly. Everyone,
like
it's the town yeah, of physical
PTs.
Therapists
for
yeah.
sure.
Gym stuff, sports therapy.
Yeah.
And then there's like the guys with like the truck nuts.
Sure.
Like someone's dad will be rich because he sells like boat
yeah.
parts or something.
Sure.
What do your parents do?
My parents, my dad's a divorce attorney.
Oh, that's a great thing to do in Arizona, actually.
Yeah.
Because it does feel like it's the capital of a type of swinger. Mm-hmm. It's like a kind of leathery
yep.
dude
before
oh,
polyamory,
is like the yeah. swinger capital of the
yes,
world.
Yes, yes. This is like Republican swingers
mm-hmm.
that would spit on polyamorous blue hairs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's like the way you're supposed to fuck another man's wife, not the fucking gay Biden way. We all get together, we eat fucking spinach artichoke dip on the deck, and we all fuck Mike's wife like Americans. You know, sorry to say Mike. I was just a fictional.
All right,
I was
I
a fictional name. I wasn't saying it was your wife. Yeah, Scottsdale has that going, right?
Yeah, Scottsdale's got a lot of like cougars.
Wow, dude, divorce attorney is an interesting thing because that's got. Do you bring, you're around divorced energy constantly.
Oh, yeah.
You're around people that hate each other, mm-hmm. that once, where there was once the highest levels of love, there
but
is now
silver
hate.
Silver linings. My dad, his current wife, he did her case. So there is... Love dies, but it also opens a new door.
Totally. It's like the guy who works at the receiving part of the Goodwill, and he's like, whoa, someone's throwing away Gucci? I'm going to take that. I'm keeping this for me.
He's retired now, so I can say that.
That's totally, fucking awesome. Totally. Damn.
You know her ex-husband so mad. You know her ex-husband so upset. They was already getting divorced, and then one day my guy popped up on Facebook to see if he got any new friend requests.
Fucking knew there was an energy
between
you.
And he's like, oh, she's fucking a lawyer now? God damn it.
Yeah, that's got to be awkward.
She not going to let me have nothing.
They met a couple times.
Yeah, official legal proceedings.
Crazy.
You fucking shake it. You shake the head. Your actions led your ex-wife directly to the man who now fucks her.
He got that dog in him.
Now, do you ever ask your, I guess, stepmother do you know the details of why they got divorced? That would be
my first. What, my mom and
no.
He's had a couple wives.
Oh, nice. So he went into the industry he loves.
Yes,
he did.
It's
yeah,
like you love pizza. You're like, you know, what I'm gonna start my own.
Stands like he walks the walk. You know?
Yeah. You want that though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I went to a doctor with sleep apnea. The motherfucker uses CPAP. He can really talk to me about it. Your dad really knows how to talk to divorced people. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
I want some. Married?
No, some guy in love with his wife.
This is telling a whore.
Me, I want someone who's going to help me make sure that whore doesn't get the house. You know, who's been there before?
He was like, if infidelity can't be proven, the most she'll get is 30%. And it's very hard to prove. Text messages are not enough.
That's fucking awesome. Respect. That is. It more, and I'm not accusing your dad of being a red-pilled guy, but that's one of, it's like.
Well, you could.
Yeah.
Swallow but that is whole big old multivitamin red pills.
You absolutely could, and I don't think anybody would blink an eye.
You got the merch now. He's got the mugs.
That's the way to do it. A point I like to talk about is, like, firefighters. Like, if you're a racist, be a firefighter.
Yep.
Because no one knows that
Nobody
you're
knows.
Fucking racist.
Right.
If you're a misogynist, be a divorce lawyer. You can get women. You can fuck women over, and people are just like, "Well, he's just a good attorney."
Sure,
you know what I mean.
That's
like,
what he has to.
That's what he has to do. And then you can maybe fuck women.
And then you can also literally fuck them in their lowest moments when they've been cheated on. You can swoop in. That's he's got it all figured out. I'm gonna guess a great role model that dealt no psychological problems to you whatsoever.
Thanks, Dad. Love you, Dad.
How many?
I do love you, Dad.
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, look.
But you know.
Yeah. You were up to some stuff, you know. Pop. You know what you did.
He married this one lady for like a year. She still got her last name.
Really?
That's weird, right?
That's a weird move.
Still got her last
year.
Name. 1 year.
What was her other last name? What was her original last name?
It's a cool name.
I can't remember.
Yeah, because I feel like she might have just upgraded name-wise.
Yeah, I can't even remember my ex-stepbrother's name.
That's awesome that you have
ex-step shared a room with him.
Siblings.
Remember y'all fighting over the Batman room. And Spider-Man covers because we each wanted Spider-Man.
Oh, wow, really?
And he got Spider-Man.
Wow.
Don't remember his name.
Damn. That's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Dude, he's dead to me.
That's not even a relationship most people have is ex-siblings.
Yeah.
Ex-siblings. But you got them.
We spent Christmases together.
I mean, it's a powerful name. I would, you know, Longfellow's, that's nice.
It's good.
You know, it's got a little something to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it now.
Yeah.
It's weird growing up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you're tall.
Now it's just always like, you know, in roll call, they'd be like Longfellow, and people would be like, fucking Longfellow. Silly ass name.
I guess it is like a medieval peasant style. Like,
yeah, he's a long fellow. So, yeah, calm down. Yeah.
Damn, dude, how many step siblings filtered in and out?
I had two ex-ones, and now I have two stepbrothers.
Oh, nice.
That are current.
You let you fuck with the step family?
Yeah, we fucking hated each other growing up, but we're good now. We're good now.
Well, dude, that's not, the fact that you had that many.
Dude, it was like I would get cozy in my house, and then he would move in some new fucking people.
Like,
And my stepbrothers, I was like 11 or something, and they're like 13 and 15, so they're brutal. Like douchebags.
Immediately alphaing you, stronger than you.
Yeah, I can't play Grand Theft Auto house. With them. And it was like bullies just moved into my house.
Yeah, your dad. Listen, son, I know these kids are going to make your life bad, but their mom's pussy's top notch. Yeah. So
it was a completely,
you have to take one for the team.
I had like double eyes. My mom's house, I was like fun and spunky. And,
yeah.
And then my dad's house, I was just like quiet. And
you're Harry
every
Potter.
Every time I would talk, my stepbrother would be like, cool. Oh, so cool. And I'm just not, I'm not going to talk anymore.
That's so fucking hilarious that just getting a bully dropped into your life, in your sanctuary.
And a funny bully.
He
was funny. It sucked.
Oh, fuck. On mom's side, anybody, what do we have? She ever get remarried or anything like that?
Yeah, I had one stepdad. He just came out he's not my stepdad anymore, but he was, my parents got divorced when I was like one.
Okay.
So I felt like I always had like two dads.
Yeah.
Big John. And then there was a couple other guys have filtered in after Big John. And now there's Terry.
Shout out to Terry.
Those are classic guys who date your mom names. Big John and Terry.
Big John and Terry.
Yeah.
Complete opposites. Everyone my mom's dated is so opposite.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She wants a little, taste pack.
Yeah.
A little variety pack. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Longfellow has a ton of jokes about Terry, and I want to meet him.
Yeah, he's fascinating. He's like a nudist, kind of.
Yeah. I want to know this man.
Like, I have to lie in my stand-up joke about how many times I've seen him naked. I've seen him naked like 100 times.
He just was around the house.
Dude, he does like yoga in our backyard, and he'll like skinny dip and
sunning the perineum.
Yeah, he keeps a wonderful backyard, but he just walks. So Terry's like still around with his dick out.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
Terry's still around.
What's his hair situation? I imagine him to have.
He's got like long. He kind of looks like Fabio. He's ripped, but he's got gout.
Oh, interesting.
So he got the little belly.
Yeah, he's shredded, but he's kind of just crushing brews all day.
That's pretty fun. So he's a piece of ass, Terry.
Yeah, he's a piece of ass.
Wow.
Terry, you're a piece of ass for sure.
Okay. I was 100% expecting him not to be ripped.
Yeah, no, Terry, you think of like an insurance guy with like a collared shirt.
Yeah,
even like balding long hair, kind of a, longer bald pony type of vibe.
He's like a very tan, buff guy.
Oh. Is everyone in Phoenix?
Kind of talks like this.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Love you, Terry.
Is everyone in Phoenix?
Everyone's in Phoenix.
Wow, the whole
squad. I'm trying to get them out, dude.
Yeah. Will they? They love it too much?
I feel like people don't leave. I feel like that is where people go to stay.
It's astounding.
Yeah.
The whole state of Arizona is gorgeous, but we built our city in June.
Yeah, I've really only just been to Phoenix to do...
Stand Up Live,
yeah. Good club. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I like the little Mexican restaurant nearby. I had lunch there every day, three times, all 3 days of the weekend.
I do that too.
I love doing that in a city.
Find one
when you find it, you're like, it's not gonna break my heart. Yep. I know what I'm getting.
You find like a waiter that you fuck with.
Yep, the waitresses were all hot at the time. I was there maybe 2 or 3 years ago, maybe two. Every waitress was hot. I was like, all right, I can get behind this. Like, you know what I mean?
You ever see those Ted's Montana Grills on the road?
Yeah.
I'll fuck with the Teds every once in a while. I'll fuck with Teds Montana.
And then I'll tell
Grill.
The people in the city that I went there, and they'll get mad. They're all totally. Like, that's not what we're about.
Yeah. Like, they're like, that's real. It's just a regional Chili's, if you really get down to it. But
big shiny bison sign, I'm in.
I do like that's the big easy. Bison.
I really like going to a chain restaurant in a city when I'm on tour. I really fuck with it.
Yeah.
I really fuck with it. I really like doing that thing where everybody's like, where'd you go? And I'm like, ah, Pizza Hut.
How do they do the Jack Daniel's burger here?
It's like, it's Applebee's right by the hotel. What you expect me to
I like
not?
When it's such a small town. One time I did a club and we went to like a TGI Fridays. It was the only place open. And the guy was like, I was with the manager of the club. And he's like, you see that guy over there? He used to work at the club. He stole $40,000 from us.
Awesome.
And they're just in the same drinking hole. That's just what I think.
Awesome.
Not, 40 grand worth of embezzlement.
Yeah, so he's a piece of shit. He used
That's
to work
fucking
for
awesome.
Us.
Damn, dude.
Cheers to him.
Mm-hmm. Cheers to him. He got away with it seems like. And he still gets to fucking have the endless margaritas.
He's still, yeah, it's still Friday all day for him.
You got your parents still together? What do we got there?
Nah, bro.
Of course not. Okay. Who knows?
I feel like, how often do you have people with still together parents on this podcast? I would guess not much.
Not much, but at least, but you know, their parents could hate each other. And be
sure,
together.
Sure, sure.
You know
sure,
what
sure.
I mean? That's like, true. I didn't ask, did your parents have a good relationship? You know what I mean?
Nah, my parents split up, but they had a good run. My parents split up when I was 16. And I was like surprised by it.
Annoying age for them to split up.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was kind of sick though, because then I could kind of do whatever. Like I have really strict parents, are like very Christian. And I feel like when they split up, they were kind of just like, well, let him do what he wants to do.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Get you a couple Black and Milds. Buys you, you know what I mean? We're breaking up. Here's a Black and Mild. Here's some condoms. Get some pussy.
Yeah.
We'll turn a blind eye to you skipping mass.
Kind of. Yeah, it was honestly kind of that.
Yeah.
My parents thought I was fucking before I actually was. Which was devastating.
Yeah, that's tough.
They were really out here being like, okay, like when you make sure you wear, they were truly giving me condoms. I was like, I can't take
this.
Yeah,
this is hilarious.
There's nowhere, I wish I could use this. Yeah. I have nowhere. Fit. Yeah. That was crazy. Did your parents like, were they pro you fucking?
No, pro not at all. They didn't want to talk about it. There was no, and it was a sexless relationship. Or at least my dad was maybe, my dad cheated at times, but there was no like, and they never, there was at no times. Sex talk. Yeah, you could tell when he was on a run. You could tell. You can tell he was in a good mood. He would do his move, which was awesome. My dad had like classic horseshoe baldness, you know, but he had like that puff of hair, that weird little puff that he wouldn't just get rid of or cut. And he would just fucking put hairspray on his like four Homer Simpson hairs,
and he was like, comb it to the side.
And it was like,
stepping out on the family tonight.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Time to get a little fucking pussy.
That's awesome. I love that you knew.
We could tell, yeah. I mean, it was like, well, I talk about this on my first special, but it's so funny because he literally had a heart attack, and it was like I have to like take a look in the mirror moment.
Yeah.
And he like lost a bunch of weight and started cheating. And he was like, "What's missing in my life? Getting pussy." It's like now that I've lost weight to stay alive, you know, I'm not saying my dad was pulling top notch. You know, he's a fucking contractor in Greektown, Baltimore.
That's a good job.
Maryland, you know? Yeah. So he would go to these Greek restaurants where it just kind of felt like everybody took a turn fucking whatever illegal Ukrainian waitress was there. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt like she just, like, those women, you know, they're like, the youngest one was in her 30s, the oldest one is maybe 50 something. And it just felt like that was kind of the scene there. And then there's also ladies from the church that he kind of, I feel like he fucked a friend of a friend's mom type of thing.
Oh, shit.
There's like that kind of thing going around. But, you know, who knows? I was aware of what he was up to.
Yeah.
And then kind of that same age when you're like 16 and you're just kind of like, oh, I see what's going on. Because they didn't give me any talks about, you know, sex.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start to see what's going on when you're become like a horny demon.
Mm-hmm.
You get to pick up on like those sexual vibes. And so, yeah, I was just like classic getting absolutely no pussy. Mm-hmm. Just like what they make, like watching Superbad was a transformative moment for me. Where it was like, this is literally what my life is like. I am literally Jonah Hill's character, except I won't get the fuck at the end. You know, although I guess he didn't fuck.
He never actually did, but
they made it seem like
he was on his way to fucking.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like, so yeah, no pussy whatsoever. You know, we've talked about it on the pod before, but me, Eldest, and the team, you know, me and Eldest go back all the way, and we would just go to fucking, you know, parties and like just get drunk amongst ourselves, not look a woman in the eye.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was brutal stuff.
Who lost their virginity first between the two of y'all?
I think, did you edge me out?
I think you had me beat by a year or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes. You had, Eldest got close with an atrocious looking bitch in ninth grade.
But ninth grade, though, that's early.
But that's what I mean. Right. Eldest was in the zone.
Yeah.
He was in there, and then it just never happened for whatever reason. Yeah. I feel like you were close early, and then.
What happened? You want to break it down?
Not really. I mean, I just, she was like, I just think we like didn't like each other that much.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of like got in there on the wings of a breakup, and it was just
Eldest was opportunistic.
The ninth grade one? Huh?
Was it 10th grade?
Yeah. Mm. No, it was like 10th grade or maybe 11th grade. But she was like a year older than me. She went to like college, and that was like the easiest breakup talk I've ever had. She's like, oh, you know, I'm going to college, and
you're like, no worries. No worries, you're busted anyway.
No.
Oh, man. Imagine how fucking bad looking you have to be for fat virgin elders to be like, hey, what are you going to do?
We'll get him out there, baby.
We'll get him down the line.
But yeah, dude, there was none of that going on. There was no, nobody was a pussy getter in the crew. We were brutal stuff. Taking my mom's gold minivan. Driving it home drunk after a party where everyone strikes out, you know.
Do any real pussy getters get into comedy?
I'm trying to think.
I think some, weirdly.
We must know somebody that was...
Or did they start getting pussy once they got into comedy?
Huh. No. That's definitely an
crude, by the way.
I think it's kind of an old school thing of like there's a type of like... Because to me, the idea that a comedian is cool is the craziest thing in the world. It's not. Mm-hmm. Everyone who is, you have to not be cool. Mm-hmm. But there is kind of an old-fashioned style of like, I'm the fucking cool guy.
Mm-hmm. Leather jacket
kind of shit. Like, I opened for Bobby Kelly for years, right? Mm-hmm. And Bobby was truly, I mean, he was fat as shit when we were touring together. Mm-hmm. And like... looked bad, and in his looked like Varys from Game of Thrones, you know, like that was his thing, and so, but this guy had so much charisma, and he used to be a sexy guy. He was an actor first, weirdly, and then he got into comedy, and he just had like this. He was always the guy that could fuck. He was always like a, you know, and he was kind of like they had that kind of ball busting first, just kind of literally tough. Who had a tough life, like grew up, you know, like in fucking foster care and like whatever, was in juvie. He was one of those weird guys that got sober when he was like 19. Like he had a problem enough as a child.
And then he was like,
I gotta change
my life.
And so I do think there is a type of guy that is just like on charisma and that thing that just like gets into comedy. But yes, for the most part, I don't think anybody... Yeah, this is a way... Everything anyone does is to fuck.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is a way to get pussy. Mm-hmm. This is a way to trick women into thinking that you have value societally. You know? That's
definitely
it.
The start of it. For
Yeah. That's how it gets going.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, oh, why did I love stand-up from the time I was 18 years old? Mm. Why did I pour effort into it? And it's like, yeah, I did kind of like it, but the first person I had sex with was like a college girlfriend who I actually wasn't doing comedy with. But then after that, literally the next 20 women I fucked was because of stand-up comedy. You know what I mean? Like it was like just... Well, actually, I had one other one that was a wholesome, not stand-up thing. Mm-hmm. And then it was just every... Stand-up just led me to everything. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, now I'm definitely dedicating... my life to this, even though I'm broke and my life's bad, but at least I could be a loser who fucks. Mm-hmm.
It never occurred to me that doing stand-up would help me.
Really?
Fuck. It never. I mean, it certainly has in my life in a huge way, but like when I was getting in, it didn't, I had no idea.
Now, do you think just by being tall, and you played sports and like, just by being tall and quiet, you could have lucked into some pussy?
Absolutely. I really can't stress enough how...
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's
relax,
what I mean. You know?
You really can't overstate how much work being tall does.
Being tall, you know?
It just goes such a long way.
And absolutely.
Then, if you're just not mean, I feel like you've lived that life as well.
If you're not mean. I've fucked up. I've never really swung comedy into... sex.
Ever
maybe
in your life?
Once.
Well,
but I had like a long-term girlfriend in Arizona when I was doing comedy. And then when I got to LA, there's like a couple hookups.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then Kate.
That's well, dude, to me... And
my whole plan was to swing this dick around. Yeah, after my Conan credit, I was like, I'm going to this to...
You did Conan in like 2017, too, when it was really
like... I was like 23 and ready to go.
But then
you know, Kate was cool.
Well, I also... And we barely know each other. We just met. But just hearing about your family, it's like, that's a classic guy who doesn't try to fuck that much. That's a classic guy that, like, you can go one of two ways. You can either become your dad, or you can rebel the opposite way, where it's like, it's actually rebellious to care and nurture a relationship instead of constantly looking for pussy.
That is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm like, I just gave my dad way too much shit that I can't be like that.
Yeah, totally.
That was really astute.
I mean, I get that too, because me and my brothers have gone different ways on our dad, where it's like, because our dad was, you know, he did all right. We're trying to get back in the zone. We recently had some lamb chops together. That's trying to reconnect.
That's nice.
But like, you know, he was like, I have kind of gone the exact opposite way, where I'm like, no one will ever tell me what to do. Because my dad always complained. He was like, he felt like, it's so funny when your kids, you tell your kids how trapped you feel by your family. Like, that's not.
I shouldn't know that.
A fat 8-year old should know about that. You know what I mean?
You remember.
Yeah, something that sticks around.
You feel crushed by the responsibility of caring for me. Don't tell me that, Dad.
And so he was like unsuccessful in his business, and he was like, and always talked about feeling trapped. So I was like, I'm going to succeed, and no one will ever trap me. I'm going to live like a fucking child, to the point where it's getting pathetic on the other end, where I gotta fucking get into a relationship, whatever. But then my brother, both same situation. My brother was kind of like, I'm going to be the best family man possible. Like, my brother was like, always tried to make every relationship work. The second he met a nice woman who he clicked with, he never had those constant thoughts of like, what if there's something better? He was just like, I want to commit. So it's like, I get that that's, you know, people could just, I feel like you either go hard one way or the other when you come from so much dysfunction. And that was just my guess. You, I don't know what's going on. I think you're just kind of in the zone, bouncing around, getting some pussy.
No, I got
some you deserve, some you don't.
Oh, of course. I mean, no, I got a girl right now.
Oh, you're in? Oh, yeah, okay, nice. Yeah. How long have you been dating?
Like 2 years.
Oh, shit. Really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Damn, nice.
She's lovely.
But, yeah, she's sweet. She's the best. Nice. But I don't know. I feel like you were talking about knowing your dad was cheating.
Yeah.
I feel like I to this day do not know. If you ask my mom will be like, yes, absolutely. And if you ask my dad, he's like,
how me? Dare you?
Me, yeah. Like, truly, to this day, my parents have been divorced for like 15 years.
God, I don't remember.
I still, to this day, do not have any answers. I would believe it. I absolutely would believe it. My dad, he's just charming in a way that, I do. I think you could have done it.
Totally.
You know, but totally. Like, I'm.
What did he get up to afterwards?
He's remarried.
Remarried.
Yeah.
Did he go pretty quick?
He was like way in his eye. He was like dating. It's weird to like see your dad dating.
Yeah,
there was like women. There was women calling our phone a lot, like the house phone, a bunch.
Interesting.
You know, that I like never met. So I like knew my dad was outside.
And you're like 17, 18 when this is going
exactly.
on. Were you living with him?
Yeah. I stayed with my dad. My mom moved out.
Gotcha.
And that's my dad.
That's a fun little gender swap.
Yeah.
Usually
the
mom has to.
My dad made more money, so he could pay for the house.
Nice.
My mom was kind of, she was like a teacher.
Yeah.
My dad was like,
your dad's like, get a packing.
Yeah.
I'm keeping the fucking house.
It was crazy how they did it too, because when my mom moved out, they waited till I had like a football game. I had a football.
And you come back and your mom's gone.
My mom's just not in the family anymore.
Did you win the scrimmage?
I don't know,
bro.
Was
it like a loss and then you came home to
that? I don't remember if we won the scrimmage, but I know I lost my mom.
That's so Friday Night Lights. It makes sense it was filmed where you're from.
Yeah, man.
It's very
Friday Night Lights.
We can't ruin the scrimmage.
Yeah.
He's got to get his head in the game.
Kill the boy after the game.
Yeah.
Truly.
And she was just gone.
She was out of the house.
And you're not a young kid. Like, you, they could so easily have talked to you about this.
Totally.
You were literally
waited for a big play during the game. I mean, like, son, we're getting divorced. Ram it up the fucking throat.
If you get a touchdown, we might stay together.
Probably not, but we might.
That's fucking wild.
It was nuts.
26 can't guard you. All right. Go.
Holy fuck, dude. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It is weird when parents are dating, though. It's just like,
need
my boyfriend. Like, you're sad.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
My boyfriend.
I kind of hope my mom, my dad, I don't know what he'll get up to. I do kind of hope my mom gets into a nice, I mean, they're older, 70, you know, but, you know,
just want your mom to be with somebody.
I would like her to, I always, it's like, just sometimes I think about why didn't they just get divorced a little earlier? Like, why not? I would have liked a couple
Were they old already when
they staying
divorced?
Together for you?
Huh?
Were you staying together
for Did you? They stay together like till y'all were out of the house?
Dude, my parents got divorced like last year.
Damn. Oh.
Yeah. They were together my whole life. Yeah, So it's the kind of thing where I'm like, it's insane to like the fact that this is happening now where it's like, you know, which is good for them. Like I'm happy for because it's like, whatever, you're just, yeah, stayed together for the kids kind of idea, yeah. even though, whatever, that's bullshit. And now it's like, you know, they were together the whole time, sort of. And now I'm like, I wonder what they'll get up to, you know? But I sometimes think my mom is kind of like, she's kind of like the fucking guy from Shawshank that killed himself after he was free. It's like, you know, what does she do now? Her whole life has been taking care of an ungrateful guy. It's like she just knows the rhythm of that. Mm-hmm. Where it's like now, it's like, I don't even know. I hope she gets into some shit, but
has she dated at all?
No. And also, my fucking grandma just keeps hanging on. You know what I mean? It's like,
stop being mad. His grandma's still alive.
I mean, what's she doing?
It's time to go.
It's fucking time. I love her more than anything. She's the best. I'm going to be sad when it happens. I will be really sad. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, she's not happy to be around. It'd be one thing if she had all this fucking
charisma.
If she had, like, you know, if her body was going, but her brain was active and happy. And it's like, and she didn't even have dementia. She just is so bored. She kind of pretends to sometimes. She just stays. It's weird. She'll pretend like, oh man, she's so fucking funny. She wanted to go to Greece, and it's like, you cannot go to Greece. You'll die. We ended up taking her because my cousin got married, but it was like the most harrowing. She kept begging for months to go to Greece, and then we take her to Greece, and she just does not want to be there at all. She's like, this sucks. She was like, in America, she's like, leave me in Greece to die. And then she goes to Greece and she's like, wait, this fucking village has no AC. There's no fucking, I don't have an iPad I can play Sudoku on over here. Like, she was pissed.
You don't even got cable. This is ass.
Dude, it was so funny what a bad mood she was in. And she was like, I want to go to the wedding. I want to go to the wedding. And then we were at the wedding and she just was like, oh, she just, it was so funny. I helped, remember? Eldis was there too. We went to Greece together. And I helped my grandma, you know, my cousin had this beautiful ceremony on like, you know, kind of on this beach, but it was like kind of hard to get a fucking old lady there. So I kind of helped her go through these rocks with her walker. And it took like, you know, it took us like fucking 30 minutes, right? And then like I help her back and I have to, everywhere I'm kind of maneuvering her everywhere. And then when my mom's like, all right, she tells my grandma, she's like, it's time to go. My grandma gets up by herself and just fucking scoots to the car. Like, when it's time to leave, this bitch was like, I'm ready to fucking go home. She hated every aspect of it.
And that was the moment where you're like, I'm ready for this bitch to
die. I'm like, it's time to go, lady. You don't want to be here. And it's like, we can't send her to fuck it. And then it's like, my mom's got to basically, you know, got to be a caregiver the whole time. It's fucking annoying. I feel bad for her.
Oh, she lives with your mom?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then it's like, we can't, my grandma wouldn't want to fucking be in a nursing home.
Right.
You know?
I mean, who does?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. It's kind of nice.
My stepmom's mom was in our living room for like 5 years. Kind of.
Oh, the living room's hilarious.
And my dad would be like, why do you stay at your mom's when you come to town?
Yeah.
So I'd like stay there one night and then I'd go out to get like water at night. And she'd like wake up and be like, who is that? And I'm just in my underwear and I'm this old lady in my head. I'm like, why the fuck am I here?
Dude, an old lady that's not related to you?
Not related to me.
That's
sweet.
Crazy.
God bless her. May she rest in peace.
Yeah.
Wanda.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like the.
That's brutal.
Yelling old lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I can't. I mean, I love my grandma and even I'm annoyed by her. But if it was some lady. It was some lady my dad was dating's mom.
Not even related to
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Brutal. Brutal stuff. Well, look, we all have a wealth of knowledge here, and what we really need to do is help our
it's time to give.
You know,
let's do it.
Hopefully, we have a lot of divorce questions. Else, probably not, but you might be getting something here. I see you over there producing, little buddy.
Oh, okay.
You ready to go? Mm-hmm. All right, play us in.
Hey, Stav and Eldis, esteemed guest.
Got to restart it.
A little bit of background. A couple weeks. Hey, Stav and Eldis, esteemed guest. A little bit of background. A couple weeks ago, I found out that my dad had cheated on my mom.
Whoa.
When I was around 12 years old. And it took me a little bit to, like, get over it.
Yeah, no
you
shit.
You know, I didn't look at him that way as a guy that could cheat or whatever. But, yeah, lost a little respect there.
Sure.
And then this morning I asked him to help me find something on Amazon. And he pulled it up on his phone. And then I see on the top he's, like, texting some woman that I've never heard
of.
And also, I see a message come in. It's in Spanish, but basically was calling my dad, like, you know, her love, like a pet name, I guess, or whatever. So now I'm not sure what to do exactly. Should I pretend it never happened? I never saw anything. Should I tell my mom that my dad could possibly be cheating again?
Oh, man. How old is he?
Not too sure. Any advice would be appreciated. Thank you.
Damn, that's tough.
That is tough.
So he found out that his dad had cheated when he was 12. We don't know how old
he found out a couple weeks ago that his dad cheated when he was 12 years old.
Now, but that's very interesting. In what context did he find that out?
Right.
I bet his mom got drunk.
Yeah.
And told him, because that's how I found out. Yeah. I was 15.
Your mom hit a jug of Carlo Rossi.
Just be happy for the chip on your shoulder that you've been given.
Yeah.
There's not much to do.
That's tough, yeah. So basically, your dad's still up to his old ways.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, I think you're probably actually right that somebody must have told him. It must be the kind of thing that everybody in the family knows and maybe got over. fuck. And he sounds really young, right? He said when he was 12.
He sounds like he's maybe like 18 or something like that. Don't tell your mom, buddy.
Yeah,
well, she probably knows.
She knows. She knows that man. You know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't. He didn't change.
Yeah,
she knows that. But she like loves him, and she's just like she's decided. Okay,
or she might not even love him.
I mean, you could bring it up. You could bring it up to her and have a discussion about it. I think that might be worthwhile. I don't know. It depends on what you think you need to do to like fix this.
Well, putting ourselves back in the let's say we're like teenagers, right? But we've all dealt with this on some level, it sounds like. Although they were already divorced when you were, so for you it's different, Michael. But for me, speaking as someone who was pretty sure his dad was cheating, but I guess I didn't have the smoking gun he had. I just kind of had vibes. I don't know what I would have said, honestly. It's also like, it's a lot to ask of you.
Yeah.
You don't have, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the real answer. You don't have to do shit.
Yeah.
In fact, like, you probably shouldn't do anything.
Don't do it.
And you definitely don't have to, like, don't feel like this is your responsibility in any way. They're the parents. You're the kid. You know what I mean? And so, welcome to learning your dad's a piece of shit. That's really what this is.
It's an important moment for every...
Yeah.
I would say maybe don't bring it up to your mom, but talk to your dad. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
just
that's
be
interesting.
Like, just be like, hey, brother, I saw it.
What's up?
So let's talk Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Give me some manly advice on how do I avoid these temptations, maybe.
Fucking blackmail your father.
Ooh,
get
that's
something
good.
Out of
that's
it.
That's good.
Or at just least rebel. Get something out of it. Yes.
Like, now you don't have to listen to him anymore.
That's a great point.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
That's a great point.
Yeah, it's all his bullshit's done for you now. So.
That's a great point.
And that'll feel good.
Good. Deal with this this betrayal of trust by more negativity.
Yeah.
Start getting fucked
doctor,
up.
You don't got to anymore.
You don't got to do anything this fucking
Pick
guy
up
tells
that guitar,
you.
Bro.
I feel like just remember whatever pet name he called that woman in Spanish, just have that locked and loaded.
Ooh.
And anytime he says some shit, you'd be like, You bust that word out.
That's a good one.
You bust that word out, and then he's quiet.
That's good. Yeah, dude, you don't fucking have to. You don't have to fucking drive yourself crazy here. You're the kid here, and blackmail him. Don't listen to him. Mm. He does not control you anymore. And it's like, you've just welcome to living the rest of your life with the knowledge that your father's a fucking piece of shit.
Yep.
It happens to all of us.
Yep. If he does love you, though. And he's like a good dad in the other ways, then.
Yeah.
Don't like hate him.
You don't have to hate. Yeah. I mean,
you can be mad at this.
It's tough, though, because it's like. Yeah, again, if he's a totally good dad, I'm going to guess there might be some other areas of improvement.
Sure.
You know, no one's like. No one's got every other aspect of their life figured out, but also just kind of won't stop cheating for 10 years or something. But hey, yeah, you don't have to be. It's just a nice thing to have in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And you'll really work through this in probably 10 years from now. You'll really know how you feel about this in like 10 years.
It really is a blessing in disguise.
It's, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. This is how the world works. Most of the people you look up to are not worth being role models.
Oof.
Next question there, little bud.
Dobby baby, Elvis, you beautiful Albanian bitch, and whoever the guest is, or guest. I have a bit of a predicament here, kind of long, but I'm going to try to do it quick. I dated my ex for 3 years. We broke up on good terms. We broke up about 3 years ago, a little over that. So still on good terms, still friendly. There was a neighbor of mine that she was always insecure about. There was genuinely nothing ever happening with me and this neighbor when me and my ex were together. We never hooked up, never, nothing even close to that. We broke up, and then sometime after we broke up, me and that neighbor ended up hooking up one night.
Yeah,
and we were hooking up for a while, and now we're dating. And so me and that neighbor are now dating. And obviously they obviously know my ex. My ex knew them. And so my now current partner would prefer me to tell my ex that we're dating. And obviously I should. That's a reasonable request.
Why?
Yeah, I'm a little confused by that.
I was actually planning on I don't really see my ex very often, like once in a blue moon, to watch my cat for me sometimes if I leave.
What the fuck town is
or whatever. You don't need that.
You don't have other friends?
Yeah, the next time I was going to see my ex, I was going to let her know, hey, me and the neighbor are dating now.
What are you going to say?
Because I'm not doing anything wrong, but that might make her feel some type of way.
Pause this for a second, whatever, man.
But
what were you going to say? Hey, you were right. Your greatest insecurity in our relationship that I kind of gaslit you about and won't even admit to myself now. Mm. Like, his fuck at the beginning of his call is like, we never did anything nothing when we were dating, ever. But you fucked her immediately after you broke up. She's 100% in the right. You at least admit that. Anyway, yeah, what are you going to tell her? Hey, you were right about that. Anyway, if you see her fucking it, if you see her at Target, give her a hello and let her know she's and think about the fact that she is sucking me off now. What did you mean she knows her? Because they were neighbors?
Yeah.
That's so. How he knows her?
I think they just like saw each other in the hallway.
But that's not knowing. That's not a fucking. It feels like this guy's.
I think he means
there's
like,
something else. There's something deeper something about this relationship.
Like, did they know each other beforehand?
Out. Yeah, I feel like they knew each other in some kind of way.
Let me get this straight. Let's say I'm dating a woman and our fucking downstairs neighbor, she thinks I have chemistry with her.
Yep.
And then I break up with her. I fuck the neighbor. This person she only knows from in the hallway sometimes. She asked me to clear it with my ex. That's insane. They have to know each other a different way.
Yep.
Right?
Like he just don't want to talk about the full
something
story.
Else is going on here. What's he's like, hiding, my friend? Neighbor is her cousin, by the way. My neighbor is her identical twin sister.
My neighbor is
we met is her when they were moving in. Yeah.
Her all stepmother right. Who raised her since she was like 12 years old. And like now, hey. You know what I'm saying? It's
There's more.
Something.
Oh, there's. It looks like maybe. Okay. Here in a second.
Okay.
He gets into some more. All right. Let's sorry to cut him off, but let's go. What else we got here?
So, my aunt called me last week, in the midst of a full-on mental breakdown.
Oh my god!
And like had to go home to her parents. Was committed to a facility.
Oh, shit.
And was there for a week. And she's out of that facility now. And is doing a lot better, is on medication now, but, wanted to like meet up and buy me a beer as a thank you for like talking her through that a little bit when she like scared the shit out of me. She was really saying some crazy ass shit, but, obviously I don't really want to go out for a beer with my ex given I'm in a relationship now. And I do want to tell my ex, but I'm afraid that hearing that like I'm dating the person you were insecure about at the time might like send her into a spiral, and I don't want her to have another mental breakdown. But I also want to do the right thing by my partner and
the
tell
right
my
thing
ex,
by your partner is
so that
crazy.
Our relationship isn't like a secret in that sense. So, anyway, yeah, I'm fucked. So
you're not. Weird.
This is fucking
yeah,
weird.
Dude,
you're really not.
Don't
fucked.
Tell
don't
her.
Do that.
obviously do not like, tell her
she
now.
She just got out the facility and you're like, yo, like, hey, I was fucking exactly who you thought I was going to fuck. That's actually my new girl now.
And the Pope made me do it like you were thinking.
That's
nuts.
I mean, okay, I am really hung up on the neighbor requesting he tell his ex. Like, I'm something is off here.
There's like a weird girlfriend request of being like, that means something to me. It means we're official.
Make sure you'll know.
But
either that,
it will make this girl way more uncomfortable out of the mental hospital hearing that than your girlfriend like having to deal with you not telling her.
Right. So that's the thing. Either we have a piece of information that's missing that makes this make sense, or his current girlfriend is kind of being sadistic. You know what I mean? Like, those are the two options I see. Because, like, again, let's put the scenario where it's just a downstairs neighbor. And it's not someone they have any other pre-existing relationship with. Why on earth would you fuck it? Like, flip it and be like, if you started fucking your neighbor and you were like, hey, can you tell your ex-boyfriend I fuck you now? It's like, what is that? What the fuck is that? It's weird.
I don't think it's that weird if it's like, okay, so they're hooking up for months before like they're together or whatever.
But what relationship does a neighbor have to somebody you fuck?
What if he just like, you know, what if they were fucking whatever, he would just tell her, she's like, oh yeah, my ex thought, you know, I wanted to fuck you or whatever. Isn't that funny? He just like, you know, leaks information.
So
like
who,
that to
still,
the
who gives a fuck? Like the idea
that plus her knowing like they're still like talking on good terms. She's watching her cat. I mean, you know, maybe she's a little jealous or something.
Okay. If it's from the perspective of, if it's purely from the perspective of, hey, can you tell your ex you're seeing someone now?
Right.
And, or like your relationship with your ex where she sees the cats makes me uncomfortable. That's different though than being like, you could just be like, you could ask him to take a step back in that relationship and be like, hey, I'm dating someone right now. We're a little too friendly. I still want to be in your life at some point, but things are pretty raw right now. Let's take a break from being friends and then let's reconnect in the future. That's so much different than telling her exactly who you're fucking. You know what I mean? That's what I'm confused about. But whatever. In any case, what he should actually do, I mean,
I wouldn't do shit.
I think what you do here, I mean, you kind of have to give this. I think what you do here is like, hey, I'm happy, like, this is so tough for you to go through. I'm happy I could help you through it. I really care about you. But I do think we're broken up and it's probably healthier for us to, like, you know, not, I can't be your support system through something like this. I was happy to do it this time. I want the best for you, but I think I'm seeing somebody right now. I'm dating, and I just think for both of us it would be healthier if we kind of went on pause friendship-wise and maybe picked it back up. Maybe a little bit where I'm feeling more secure in my relationship. I still have feelings for you. Could flatter her, whatever. You don't tell her I'm fucking the girl that you were worried I'm fucking. Let her find out about that on a story in 6 months. Let her find out about that when you post a vacation pic.
Really get
in. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Let the lithium build up in her bloodstream, and then she can fucking find out who you're fucking dating.
I gotta pee real quick.
Yeah. Get in there, bro. We'll fire one up. We'll catch you up when you're back. Go ahead, Eldis.
So why does your ex need to come watch your cat?
The cat thing is
the
fucking,
cat's really strange.
But that does feel a little bit like classic, like
keeping them around like a little bit.
Yeah,
they're not
dragging
like fully
it
in
on,
your life,
dragging
like,
it on. Yeah, which is
you're like, oh, you
I
got
remember
the best
that
relationship with the cat. You know, the cat loves you. So
yeah.
I think it's also a little this guy, like, you know, whether he realizes it or not, just like playing dumb, because it's like, you know, on some level, you should understand you don't need to, like, have your ex watch your cat. The same way you should understand, like, you probably shouldn't fucking, like, start full-on dating, like, the neighbor that, like, your ex, like, thought you were fucking or something.
You don't have, listen.
I mean, not that you shouldn't, but
that's
I don't know.
Different. Who cares?
Yeah.
She and listen, sometimes if you're dating someone that's not right for you and they're insecure about somebody who ends up being right for you, they're just a perceptive person.
Sure, right.
You know what I mean? Like that's definitely a kind of awkward situation, but you can't disqualify potentially somebody you could have a great relationship with because the person that it ended up not working with was right that you did want to fuck them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. He definitely has played dumb a couple different ways where he's like, when we were dating, nothing bad happened. And, and like, yeah, the cats thing is crazy. But, and I don't know how old he is. He could be semi-young. He could be in his, you know, mid-20s figuring this shit out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, his him and his ex were dating for, he said, 3 years? Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy.
And they've been broken up for 3 years also.
No. Is that what he said?
We broke up about 3 years
ago. Oh, that's fucking insane.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Oh, my God.
Like, why would you need to have that
conversation? That's a whole level of fucked up. Wow. Yeah. They were, they've been broken up for 3 years.
Yeah.
Broken up for 3 years and she watches your cats?
Broken up for 3 years is, yeah, what are you, what is...
Oh, man, something's wrong, something weird is going on.
I mean,
on
that's here. That's what I mean by, like, playing dumb. That's why you just gotta, like, cut your ex off, this person, man. You don't, like, need them in your life friendly, like, on some friendly level. Like, it's kind of pointless.
Wow, that kind of complicates the fucking advice I gave him a little bit. Because you can't say we need to take a little break here if you've already established kind of... I guess you could. If you've been... If you should be like, it's healthier, I'm dating someone, I think we should step back, take a step back here. But yeah, he might... That might fuck the person up. So you just got to be... You clearly have a weird, fucked up, enmeshed relationship here. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to just tiptoe around things until she's feeling... She's on that... Till the meds have powered in, and then maybe drop the bomb on her. But your current girlfriend being like, you have to tell her we're dating. That's something I'd like to explore more too. Yeah. But whatever, man. Fuck this guy. Next question. We went through it enough.
Hey, Stav. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm wondering if you have advice for a couple who one person, me, is a morning person and always wants to have sex in the morning. The other person is a night owl, only wants to have sex at night. So then we don't have any good hours of overlap during the week because we're both working normal schedules. On the weekend, it's fine. We just meet in the middle, have a little afternoon delight.
Awesome.
But how do we keep it alive during the week when he's too tired in the morning, I'm too tired at night?
It's a what very do you think? Relationship.
Let me question. Know.
It really is. Wow. You can't just sometimes do it? This is crazy. I will say, I do like to fuck in the morning because I feel like I have all my powers.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
That's the best version
my
of me.
My dick is the strongest it will be until I wake up the next morning.
That's true.
And at night, after, especially when you're younger and you're out all night and you're getting fucked up, that is the lowest quality penis possible.
When I was younger, I used to be all about that. When I was younger, I was a night sex guy. I was like, I'm gonna have some drinks. I'm like partying. And I like fucking go to sleep. Now I'm like, hey, I need to rest.
My dicks didn't work even as a young man, so so I really needed a full night's rest.
I do think though, if you're someone who's like, I only have sex in the morning, that's weird.
That is weird too, for sure. You gotta mix a couple nights in here. But I think this is an overall. Yeah, I mean,
it's
can
just
it
a logistical issue?
It is logistics. Can you just have the fuck wheel, like it's the chore wheel, and it's someone's night to fuck when they want. Also, about the man, but it's like, you're too tired to fuck in the morning.
Pussy.
I don't respect that at all. It really is. You're a bitch for that one. It's like this guy. It's sometimes like this is some old fashioned like. You know, almost like 80s stand-up comedy stuff, but it's like, you pretty much fuck your girlfriend when she asks.
Absolutely.
That's sort of my, like, if I have, like, I mean, do I have food poisoning or something?
Right.
I'm not going to fuck her in the morning. You're not going to groggily get pussy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't feel that, like, power of God coming
inside
you?
Yeah, it feels cool.
Like, are going to have sex?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I am tired, but for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah,
10
what do you,
minutes,
yeah.
Whatever.
10 minutes, 10 minutes for the whole thing.
I'm not tired.
Yeah, it's not that fucking long. I relate. Yeah. Anyway, so why don't everybody else here is in a relationship? Why don't you guys kind of take the lead on this one? Because it's been a while, and whenever I was in a relationship, we never really had a. It never lasted long enough to get into these logistical concerns. We just fucked a lot whenever I was in a relationship.
I mean, I definitely my girlfriend wakes up early and I go to bed very late.
Right.
So we do have, but we've never had like a schedule.
It
just happens when it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Eldest?
When I feel like when you're like, I mean, like, you know, like being too tired to fuck or something can be a thing
totally.
If you're in a relationship, but it's you kind of got to treat it like going to the gym or something. Like you never regret after you like go work out. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with sex, and you kind of like just do have to like force yourself like to do it because it's like. You do have to treat it like a troll wheel because, like, you know, when you're in a relationship, sex is, like, more like
it's like
checking in or something.
It's like, it's like maintenance. It's like making sure you're, like, getting your, like, oil
like,
checked.
It's like a big hello.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there you are. I missed you. I missed you. Been missing you.
Yeah. Because you could always think of it as, like, you know, oh, whatever. We'll fuck eventually. Like, it doesn't matter. But, like, you have to actually, like, work at fucking, like, to just make sure you, like, I don't know. Life is so busy and stuff and there'll be a million reasons why you guys like might not fuck for a stretch, so just like, you know, suck it up and get it in when you can.
Exactly. There's so many other things that will actually make it harder,
right?
That the fact that you just prefer fucking at night or in the morning is kind of insane.
Yeah,
because one of you's gonna have a tough day. That's an actual reason, but like, just I'm a little sleepy, I don't know.
Find it, brother.
Yeah, I'm
find
sorry. It. We're not find we're not giving them great advice here, but just stop. Suck a little dick at night and let him fuck you in the morning every once in
the
a while.
The weekends. Yes, I feel like the no weekends advice, is the answer really. To this. You know what I'm saying?
Weekday, you got to get a couple of those snuck in.
Sure. Yeah. But like the weekends, it's like wake up on a Sunday and do a like have a nice little Sunday fuck.
Sure. But you're telling me this guy wakes up and his girlfriend is sucking his cock and he's mad? I mean, that's insanity.
Yeah.
This feels a little bit like a... I mean, I'm not telling you to technically, by the letter of the law, commit assault on on your sleeping partner. But I would have a conversation. I have cleared it with girlfriends before where I'm like, listen, you ever want to suck me off while I'm still sleeping? Mm. I've given them the... I've been like, you are... You have my permission. I'll sign... Let's get a notary in here. I'll do it. Put me on the stand. I will always support you for that. So maybe have a little conversation, but it just... I don't know. I am a little skeptical about the... So yeah, if what we're saying doesn't hold true, then yeah, take it into a chore wheel situation and be like, all right, this week we get the fuck in the morning, you know, we get the fuck in the morning for you and we'll fuck at night and you just kind of have to prep yourself for that.
Or we could cut to a shoe ad right now.
Yeah. They still, you could be paying me. Every fucking, almost every week there's an opportunity for a dick pill sponsor and you never do it. Right now we could have dropped it in right now. You see that?
It would be perfect.
It would be perfect. Yep. Bleep out the brand. You already on it, man. You're a pro. No free plugs here.
My bad.
No, it's not your fault. It's really these companies' fault. There cannot be a better podcast to promote dick pills.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's fucking insane.
They've
I haven't
never
got
out?
Never.
Wait, stop. When did your dick stop working?
When would it ever work?
You don't
got to
do it just because it stopped working.
Yeah. When did my dick ever work?
Really?
I mean, I can still. I just, my dick, the quality of my dick is so brutal.
Huh.
Like, just, I, fat as shit.
Yeah.
Having to fuck, you know, I don't love any of the women I fuck. You know what I mean? It's not like love gets my dick hard.
Do you think that would change it?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't take dick pills when I was in a happy relationship. It's more, like I'm friends with some of them, and that's where my dick kind of works, you know.
But it's like, that's actually really sweet. That's actually really sweet. You're like, if
I'm a romantic.
That's actually beautiful. That's really nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty fucking romantic.
A thing that I've said this to you off the podcast, but a thing I've always respected about you is how openly horny you are, and the way that I'm like, I feel like I see girls sending you ass on the like in public, on the internet in a way that like few people can do.
It's a nice type. You can't be like traditionally attractive and do that, but you can't be so ugly. It's creepy.
Sure.
You gotta on paper read horrible.
Yeah.
But just have that little magic quality.
No, you got it.
You know what I mean?
No, you got it.
But if I was hot and doing this kind of stuff, it would be a big issue.
Sure.
And if I was just like, you know, and look, for some will hear me say that and say, he thinks he's not atrocious looking. And they'll be right also. But the magic, the fairy dust doesn't work on them.
I don't know.
But it don't gotta. No. It's gotta work on just a handful of ladies. You know, that's what's important. Thank you, man. Thank you for seeing that in me.
No, I'm proud of you. It's really, you'll be like, I'm trying to see titties in Cleveland.
Yeah, that was a fun era of my life. I would just do that and it would work.
Yeah.
I have to, I just want to grow as a human little bit. It's like, all right, how much of your life can be just about getting pussy?
Mm.
You know? And I'm kind of over that now.
Sure.
Where it's like, that was a fun little run.
Yep.
But now it's like, I think I'm in the zone to not yet. After the summertime, of course. I'm not going to stop getting pussy in the summer.
Come on.
But you know, come the autumn, come pumpkin patch season, mm-hmm. it might be time to try and get a little relationship going. I think it's been long enough. It's
I'm
been
excited a to years. See you apple picking, man.
Dude, I'm ready. I can't wait I'm to a see good that. Boyfriend. When I'm in that zone, I want to hang this up. It's a tiresome lifestyle.
It is.
Constantly not, trying to fuck.
You know what used to get me when I was when I moved to New York, I was like really outside.
I remember when we first met and you were just talking about how astounded you were how easily women fuck in New York. That was a conversation we had, and like, what show was that?
Some like Bushwick.
Yeah, it was in Bushwick somewhere. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, man, it's fucking awesome. I was like, welcome. This city, the women are the hottest and they fuck the easiest.
Yeah.
The greatest city in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
I'd never seen anything like, because also in Texas, like, girls are like, they're like a little, they're a little more repressed.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
They've got a little bit more of that like religious guilt.
It takes a couple whacks to crack the nut. Yes. You know what I mean? To get the meat inside. You know what I mean? Like,
ew.
Yeah. Couple dates and then it springs open.
But I feel like what would always snap me out of like really being in like a slut phase mm-hmm. is like I'd be having a conversation with somebody and I'd be like, well, I'm only here to hook up. Right. And this is a person, I'm like, we don't like each other.
We don't either. Really have a good vibe. I mean, you know, I will say I have a good, I'm big on vibes.
Yes.
So it's gotta, the vibe's gotta be good, you know, especially in New York.
Yeah.
But like on the road, it's like,
well,
what am I gonna be alone with my thoughts?
Never.
I can't do that.
Never.
I gotta try and get pussy. What am I gonna fucking hang out with Eldis again? I see him every day. Sometimes I'll get pussy, then go downstairs and we'll watch, You People on Netflix until 3 a.m. Yeah, we've had some fun times on the road.
I've heard a girl like gag when she's sucking Stav's dick before in the other room. I'm like, oh, brother.
Yeah. She's on, really brother. Putting on a show. She's really putting on a show. I know.
She's really selling it.
I know. I was literally embarrassed when I was like, great. Because we were in a weird Airbnb where like the walls didn't go all the way up.
Oh,
you know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure.
And so usually we're in a nice private together. Space, yeah. usually. And usually, or we'll be in hotel rooms. But this was like one night, we were in and out of this city. And I was literally in that same moment, I was like, fuck, dude. Now I'm not going to hear the end of this. all right, let's do one more awesome. Here, Elder. We got a nice one. What do you think? Yeah. This has been a great app, boys. Go see the fellas on tour. We'll flash all their stuff. Give it to us, and we'll put it on the description and stuff.
Word.
You know, great at boys. Let's see what we got here. We got something nice.
Stav, Eldis, and guest, fellow mid-30s Maryland boy here. Hey, I actually saw you at the Lyric last October.
Oh,
killed
thanks,
it, my
bro.
Dude. Maybe lengthy, so I'll get right to it. My girlfriend of 7 years broke up with me a couple months ago. It really sucks. I thought I was spending the rest of my life with her, and I'm super torn up over it, but life has to go on.
Mm.
I've been trying to use the breakup as motivation to better myself, and I have been mostly happy with my progress. I'm getting in better shape, I'm about to start therapy, and I'm making moves towards getting out of my job that I
All
fucking
right.
hate. So it's mostly going well.
Sounds great.
I've also been hanging out with this girl I've known for a really long time,
She's my neighbor.
But there's no foul play. My ex literally recommended that I pursue something with this girl.
What?
The issue is, my dick flat out does
oh,
not
here we go.
Want to
it
work.
Is.
My libido is way down. I'm barely jacking off these days, and I've failed to have sex with this girl multiple times now because my dick refuses
well, I mean, this is,
to get
You
hard.
Want to talk about perfect for a
fucking
I've
seen my ex a couple
bad.
Times since the breakup, and if she so much as grazes my shoulder, I get rock hard.
He's
so
like
it's
you.
Not
this
up to
poor
this
guy.
Point.
This poor guy.
I kind of feel like my dick is just heartbroken too and doesn't want to work for anyone else. I'm not too sure what to do or who to talk about with this, but I'm a huge fan of the pod, so I figured I'd call.
Yeah, Thanks, this is actually, dude. You couldn't be more in the right place.
You gotta get back with your girl, dude.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta show up to her house, knock on the door, refuse to go chain your take handcuffs, chain yourself to the front door and say, I'm not eating until you get back together with me.
It do doesn't something. Work.
Yeah.
Without you.
It won't work. I tried fucking the girl you weirdly set me up with and my dick won't get hard. Well, let's start there, though. Honestly, that's fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
She recommended. Okay, look, dude. Far be it from me to tell. This goes against everything I believe in, to tell someone not to get pussy. Mm-hmm. But clearly you're not ready to fuck. Your mm-hmm. body is telling you you're not ready to fuck.
Yep.
What you need to do is, you're on the right path with all the other shit you're talking about. Yep. Like, getting in better shape, starting therapy, getting out of the job that's always put you down. Like, this actually could be a very good thing for you. That's devastating. 7 years thinking you're going to get married.
That's tough.
Brutal stuff. Maybe you should have proposed a little sooner. No, I mean, clear this for the best, because it's better that you didn't get together because somebody didn't want to. Mm. But yeah, dude, you're just not ready. And honestly, the fact that you're saying no foul play, like, you're still thinking about your ex-girlfriend, it's like, mm-hmm. she broke up with you.
Yep.
You're not
a really good dude.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, truly. Yeah. Like, too good.
Yeah.
Too good, because at this point, it's like, you could, this is actually when we need Eldis's red pill corner, because you're okay, and I've said this before, it's like, every once in a while, a little problematic misogyny.
Sure.
It's like chemotherapy is the thing I've caused, where it's like, it's poison, but it kills being a pussy. You know, and it's like, just a little bit of it. You know what I mean? Just enough to get over this, and then you're off it. You don't stay on red pill stuff. But to help you get over getting out of the blue broken up with 7 years, you can think to yourself, fuck that bitch. Mm. Every once in a while. Mm. You can play a little future and try and fuck somewhat one of her friends. If you want, just to feel alive. Definitely don't worry about foul play or hooking up with an approved woman.
Yeah. That's how much he loves this girl.
He's so tough.
I'm only going to try to fuck the girl you say I'm allowed to.
Exactly, dude.
Damn, that's love.
You're fucked. You're fucked. Yeah. You're heartbroken, and you're fucked, and you're clearly not ready to date. And you could absolutely, you know, but that's the thing. You don't have the same compulsions. You're not fat as shit and could really use a dick pill to get your dick over 60% when you're in Indianapolis, for example. And so you just need to stop doing it. You just need to stop dating. This is 7 years.
Yeah.
Is like, and when did they break up? Did he say, like, just recently?
A couple months ago,
and you're trying to date?
That's wrong.
Dude.
At least a year you're out.
Yeah, yeah. 6 months before you even consider some meaningless casual hookups, at least a year for anything legitimate, and probably, unfortunately, more.
Yep.
Like, that shit is tough. The rule of thumb that you hear people throw around is half the time you're dating. 3.5 years is fucked. Maybe that's too long, but, like, still, dude, and I can tell you, I haven't even been in that many serious relationships, but, like, for me, when I was dating somebody for 2 years, it took me, like, 2 full years to fully be over, and maybe even a little more. Like, there's still a little. So it's like, it's all different for everybody. And you're dealing with a particularly tragic, fucked up one where it's out of the blue. You thought you were going to be together forever. So you're just so not ready, bro. That's it. And you're really on the right path, though, because you're trying to control everything you can. The, like, you know, working out, getting out of your job, therapy. That's the shit we preach. It's like, get a little post-breakup glow-up going. Mm-hmm. That's the time to do it. Reset your life, and then you're ready, and you seem like the kind of guy who wants to be in a serious relationship. You're in your mid-30s. You could be in something really nice as the better version of yourself by the time you're 40, no problem. Maybe even a little sooner than that. But, yeah, you're just not ready to fuck whatsoever.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Date yourself for a little bit.
Absolutely. And you'll know when you start wanting to jack off. Because he's not even beating off.
What are you going out for?
He's not even beating off. That's the whole point. You have to go on dates when your dick is just like from the other room. Just like, all you feel, you hear the chain, like it's almost taking the studs off the wall of the chain you have it attached to. You're actually also a nice place. I would love to be less horny.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to channel self-improvement.
The science we could achieve.
Dude, exactly, exactly. You're in actually a beautiful spot. Channel, you're not horny. Don't force it. Channel all that energy into your other pursuits.
Policy reform.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, start getting into politics or something like that. Yeah. You know, change some laws. Hit up a lawmaker.
Mm-hmm. Change your interests so much that you fear getting back together with this girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's a good point. Fuck, this guy, couple months. You're not even, you're clinically insane.
Yeah. Right,
it's clinically like when you get hit and it doesn't hurt for a second and then it fucking really, like, you're just getting into
shit's gonna be brutal.
It's gonna be rough for a few
brutal,
months.
Brutal, dude.
Can I bring up a point that I just thought about?
Yeah.
If there's a girl that your ex-girlfriend is telling you this the girl you gotta be with, she not cute.
Oh, you definitely can't.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that could be part of it too.
Something's up.
It's not like a baddie.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not like
it's approved.
Yeah, if it's approved, she kind of thinks that the girl's like below her.
Yeah, and even if she is a baddie, it's like psychologically she's still pulling the strings.
Yes.
So either way, she's homely or there's like a fucking fucked up, still you're weirdly getting cucked in a way by this girl that broke your heart still.
Yeah.
Where she approves who you fuck.
They can text each other about how it was.
Yeah, your ex is laughing at your limp ass dick right now.
Cut it off.
Yeah.
You gotta fuck it. You're in a movie where they're like, they sweep for like bugs for like, if you're being surveilled.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, this woman might be wearing a fucking wire. Yeah. Your ex might be getting everything.
Sending all the messages back.
This is approved is crazy. Although it also could be the thing where this his ex feels really guilty,
right?
And he's got a kind of cute coworker who's like, it's kind of like the situation from earlier,
where
it's like if she would have been intimidated had she not been planning secretly to fucking break up with him, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever,
still not a nice thing that she's doing.
Still not nice in any way.
She's just trying to feel better about.
Mm-hmm.
And your ex should factor in zilch. Until you're ready for it, factor in zero. Or, like I said, if you need a little toxic masculinity, if you need to sprinkle just a little bit to help you, just to help you get over.
It's a little drop.
She either needs to factor in not at all, or almost like a fuck her. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want, but it can't be. I will obey her wishes because you're not ready to get pussy if that's how you're thinking. Tough though. I feel for this guy.
Our hearts are with you, bro.
Same, dude.
Thinking about you. Thanks for coming. I think I'll probably be back at the Lyric at some point. Actually, I shouldn't say it yet, but that's a little tease. We might have some kind of show around the holidays. That's all I'll say. All right. Well, that's a good ep, boys. Thank you so much for coming. This was super
thank
fun.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Yep.
Thanks for inviting me to tag along.
Of course.
Yeah, come back. Now, once you're in, dude, you're in the group. Now you can bring
somebody I don't know.
Yeah. Go see the boys on tour. We will. We don't have shit going on. We're taking the summer off over here at Stavi Baby Enterprises. This has been. This was recorded January 2023, actually. So this is really pre-recorded. We don't have shit going on. See them, and we will talk. Oh. JP special is coming out soon. Hey. That's something we should talk about. We produced a special. It's coming out soon. You can watch Tires on Netflix, actually. Please do. I think, well, whatever. Fuck you guys. We'll talk about it in future episodes. Or maybe we'll put in a little insert if we really need to plug anything. All right. That's enough. Bye-bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage, We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
How does PwC take your company to the leading edge? We bring the sharpest minds in tech to your team, so you can bring the ideas that will transform your business. We are passionate about your industry, so you can walk into any room with every advantage. We're with you every step of the way, so you can know you're headed in the right direction. At PwC, we build for what's next, so you can get there now. Let's get started at pwc.com/us/leading edge.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.